You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to MLB.com Extras. I'm Matthew Leach, talking Washington Nationals with MLB.com's early rising Washington Nationals beat reporter, Bill Ladson. Bill put in late duty last night and is up early on West Coast time, so we're going to make sure that this thing sings. I'm going to go back a few days first, Bill. You know, we've talked a lot about kind of how this team gets right, and I maintain that one of the ways it gets right is just by getting, as much as we've talked about the lineup, and it's fair, one of the ways this team gets right is by the rotation getting back to what it can be, by Scherzer, little bump, Scherzer getting back, Zimmerman getting back on it, he's back on it, and getting Strasburg back. And so I want to start by asking what you saw from Steven Strasburg last time out. The numbers were very, very impressive. It was not exactly against the 27 Yankees, but it seemed to continue what he was showing before he got hurt this most recent time. You take Strasburg's last several starts together, it looks like he's got something nice going on here.
I thought I was looking at the Steven Strasburg who was making his major league debut in 2010. I mean, he was that good. He was striking out everyone. I mean, it was like he was never injured. I think Carlos Gonzalez said it best. It looked like that he was back to his old self. And, you know, he wasn't worried about mechanics. He was just being himself. So you hope that when they face the Giants, Steven Strasburg can be the same way.
Now, elsewhere in the rotation, the news has been a little more mixed. Joe Ross has thrown well, but Joe Ross wouldn't be in the rotation if Doug Fister hadn't struggled like he did. What was going on with Fister, a guy who's been so consistent, so steady, so good, a guy who you, at times over the past year, said was this team's best starter, and I don't mean to point you out, you're right at times, and he has been at times their best starter.
Yes.
He really kind of hasn't gotten it together. What didn't work for him that he's now pitching out in relief?
Well, in the beginning, Matthew, he was injured. There's no question about it. And then when he came back, it was so strange. You know, he missed a turn before the All-Star break, and he didn't pitch again until like 12 days later. And I think that really hurt him big time. And then he had problems keeping the ball down. I mean, everything was up. He's allowed a career-high 13 homers, and that's not him. I mean, this guy is nothing but a ground ball guy. Doesn't strike out many people, but, I mean, it's shocking to see that it's his year is the antithesis of last year, because last year, I mean, his games went quickly. It was lucky that the game went 2 hours. But now, you know, talking to him now, and I spoke to him the other day, he's not bitter. He knows that he earned his free agent status, but, you know, you hope that he can be productive, and we'll see what happens.
Now, obviously, nothing is entirely permanent, especially when you're talking about a team in contention. Things can change because a team needs a lift. Things can change because something goes wrong. But with that said, would you anticipate that this change with Ross in the rotation and Fister out is at least semi-permanent, that this is not just for a start or two? They're going to give Ross a long look and give Fister a few turns to sort of get sorted out? Or do you think this is maybe still only, you know, a start or two kind of thing?
Well, you know what, Matthew, the way things have been going on lately with this team, I have to take it as a wait-and-see approach. Ross didn't have a good start against the Dodgers. Let me see how he does against the Giants, because if he doesn't do well against the Giants, which is pretty soon, then I can see Fister going back there. But Fister has to get it together in the bullpen somehow, because in his bullpen appearance against the Dodgers, he was hit hard. Although, I got to say, it wasn't his fault, because he should have been out of the inning. There was bad defense played behind him. So I'm hoping that Ross can get it together against the Giants and just take it from there.
One other thing that really jumps out about this team here recently is that Drew Storen is not going well. And when they brought in Jonathan Papelbon, the idea was that they were going to have an absolute lockdown end of game, that they were going to be able at least get through the seventh and you know, make some things work before that to where you just wouldn't have to worry in the last two-plus innings. Storen started out well after the deal, but his last three outings, six hits, eight runs, three strikeouts and one walk, that's, you know, somewhat encouraging. He's not walking guys. But what's going on with Storen? What is amiss with him that he has been less effective here lately?
Matthew, you know, I think he's going to deny, but I think he's tired because he's been used 6 out of the last 8 games. I think he's tired. And you know, you compare it to when he was a closer, he only came into the game when there was a lead, and that was it. But now he's coming in with the game tied or the game somewhat out of reach. But I really think he's tired, and he's not going to say he's tired, but I think it has to do, you know, with him not, being able to get enough rest now. So, you know, I plan to talk to him today, but we'll see what's going on there.
It is interesting because you take a look at his game logs, and in April, June, and July, he pitched 9 times in the entire month, each of those months. He pitched a little more than that in May, but 9 times in all of April, 9 times in all of June, 9 times in all of July. We're in August. We're 12 days into August, and he's already pitched 6 times. So it is interesting that, and that is one of the things that people talk about when they talk about getting away from the closer-centric bullpen is, you know, when you have that closer-centric bullpen, you end up using your best reliever less often than you might otherwise. This is obviously maybe kind of the downside of that. Have you noticed a difference in his stuff? Is this just sometimes guys just get hit, or have you noticed maybe his pitches are flattening out a little bit, any less life on them, anything like that here lately?
Well, I think there's less life, obviously, and I think he's really trying hard out there, but you know, I just think that he needs some time off. I really do believe that he needs some time off. And I think if he gets the proper rest, he'll be okay. And I'm not going to blame Drew Storen on this one because I just think it's the way he's being used is the reason he's been in his little slump right now.
And, of course, the conundrum is, what can they do? This is a team that is not scoring a lot of runs. Their best way to win a game right now is 2-1, 3-2, 4-3. So they don't have a whole lot of other ways to go. Is it even an option to give him a breather of a few days, or do they just kind of have to hope that he kind of grinds through it and finds some life again?
Well, I think they're going to have to find a way to grind it because, Matthew, because the bullpen is just not good this year. And, you know, outside of, you know, Storen and Papelbon, I mean, you can't have the trust that you had in the past few years. So it's going to be tough. It's going to be tough. And, Matt Williams has his work cut out for him. And how he does that, I really don't know. I mean, he's going to have to find a way to get productive people on that mound.
It seems like one guy who could be a part of a solution there is Tanner Roark. Now, he's gone 9 innings over 6 appearances without giving up a run. Now, at the same time, he's walked 3 guys over his last 2 outings. That's a little disconcerting. But it seems like there have been flashes from him over the past couple of weeks of looking more like the guy they were used to seeing in previous years. Do you see him, 1, rounding into form, and 2, being a real solution to help bolster them in the late innings?
Yes, I've seen Matt Williams go to him in close matchups. I can see Tanner Roark, as long as he's productive, I can see him being used in the late innings especially. And you know, Tanner Roark, I've said this many times, he'll do anything for the team. It's hard to get mad at Tanner Roark because you know that he should be a starter. But, because of the acquisition of Scherzer, you know, he was put in the bullpen. So I think he will do anything, and as long as he's productive, he'll be out there.
One last thing before I let you go, I wanted to check in on Denard Span. This is an ongoing issue, and kind of the longer it lingers, the more worrisome it is for a variety of reasons. We're not that far from the end of the minor league season. They wanted to get him some bats, and also this just, you know, this isn't a broken bone that heals. It's not even something like a hamstring or a calf strain where you can just kind of give it the time and it quiets down and it's good. This is in the core is a little more worrisome. What is there concern level with Span? I mean, obviously he's out right now, but just sort of as far as getting him back and getting him to be a significant part of this team down the stretch drive, what's their concern level with Span?
Well, the concern level is there are times when he works out, he's still in pain. I mean, last week, for example, he had a setback. He had back spasms again. And Matthew, the thing is that for some reason no one's talking about, he is still having problems with his abdominal muscles. And, you know, the doctors told him that it's going to take a full year for him to get over his surgeries. I mean, he had two surgeries, Matthew. So, you know, I would not be surprised. Now, no one told me this, but I would not be surprised if we didn't see Denard Span the rest of the year because it's taken a long time, and it's not just the back issue. It's the abdominals as well. So they're all connected in somehow, and hopefully, you know, he can get stronger and help this team because they need to lead off in the worst way.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a very big need for this club and would be a very big get if they were to get him back at some point. Bill Ladson, thanks for taking some time to talk here on MLB.com Extras, and thanks everybody for listening.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.